Even the month of Ramadan, we have people here of diverse faiths, and that itself is in line with the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. When we first came, sent to the people of Arabia at the time, and by extension to everyone on earth, Allah Almighty said very clearly, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, we have not sent you for any other reason besides to be a source of mercy for all the worlds, all the species, all the creation. And from this, the teachings of Islam are divided into two. One is an individual's connection with his or her maker. That is known as huququllah. You find me praying, you find me, for example, reading the Quran and having a connection with the Almighty in worship, supplicating. That's my connection with the one who made me. And I'm taught that I should not worship anyone or anything besides he who made me. On the other hand, the second part of the teachings of Islam connected to what is known as huququl ibad. My connection with the rest of the creatures of the same maker whom I'm worshipping. So the minute I have corrected both of these, I am a successful human being. The teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, are very clear when he says, خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. You want to know who's the best of all the people? He or she who is the most beneficial to the rest of the people. Amazing. That teaching for me stands out. I grew up in a society that was also multicultural, multiracial, multireligious in Zimbabwe. And I went to Christian schools and I grew up as a Muslim in the midst of people who are Jewish, Hindu and Christian, just like the South African story. And we find ourselves respecting each other even though we may differ regarding certain matters of faith and regarding perhaps some other matters. That does not mean that we disrespect each other. In fact, we have a love and a care that becomes manifest at times of need. But we are taught to extend it even at times when there is no desperate need. You know, if you see people drowning, you don't bother asking them, hey, what faith do you belong to, before you actually save them. We are taught to save everyone. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Allah says, whoever saves a single life is equivalent in reward to the one who has saved entire humanity. So it's important for me as a true Muslim to embody this, to show this, to live by this. Hence, whatever faith you belong to, whatever race you are from, wherever in the world you come from, we are all from Adam, and Adam was a creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of our species. So for us to gather this evening in the month of Ramadan to actually enjoy what we know as the iftar is very clearly indicative of the fact that we care for each other. Do you know the month of Ramadan is not just about abstaining from food and drink? That's a very small aspect of it. In fact, we are supposed to be so compassionate. That's why it's known as the month of charity. It's known as the month of compassion. When you have a belly that's rumbling towards the evening, you know, late afternoon, and you tell yourself, there's just a little bit to go before I can have my water. You're supposed to be thinking of those who are doing that or going through that, not by their own will, but because of poverty. And therefore, you find the most charitable of times for Muslims is the month of Ramadan.